بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Dear friends in faith, here we are in the strangest of circumstances, finishing the first week of Ramadan. Together, though each in our own space, renewing our pledge to God, His messengers, and His books, connected through our common mission stated by God in the Quran, we have sent you for nothing but mercy to the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Reflecting on chapter 8 of the Quran, I'd like to highlight a few verses, starting with Surah Al-An'am, the cattle. One is the caution from God to the Prophet to be aware that following the majority that go with the flow herd mentality can lead one to become astray. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If we translate this into our own lives, then it is all right to be a minority. For in reality, siding with God makes us a majority. Next, there's a verse with an interesting scientific outlook. فَمَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَن يُرِدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. When God wills to guide someone, He opens His chest wide with willingness to self-surrender. And if He wills to let someone go astray, He makes His chest tight and constricted as if He were rising up in the sky. This verse was revealed long before it was discovered that oxygen pressure is lower in high altitude, which causes chest tightness when climbing high mountains or flying unpressurized airplanes. So some consider this verse a miraculous scientific prediction. Another strong message in this surah is to avoid prohibiting what God allowed. Though the references to food, the larger message is for people of faith to sort out their priorities. قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Let me convey to you what God has really forbidden you. 10 golden rules follow. أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِي شَيْئًا. Take no partners to God. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Goodness to parents. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. Believe in God's bounty and that the future is in His hands. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Avoid major sins, be they revealed or concealed. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Thou shall not kill. Human life is sacred. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. Protect the orphan and their guardianship. وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Pursue equality in all your dealings. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. Practice justice even if against your own kin. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. Honor your bond with God, referring to the moral obligation to use whatever God endowed us with towards his cause. And number 10 is God saying, "This is the road that leads straight unto me. Do not get lost following other paths." وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. Moving along, there is the reminder not to follow anyone blindly or blame others for our own mistakes. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبَّا وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Another verse is a rather nice summary of how to go about life, a statement of profound ethics. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَّاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, "My prayer, my worship, my living and my dying are for God, cherisher of the worlds. Not my life and my death, rather my living and my dying are for God." There's an ongoing process, the way we live our lives and how we approach the end of our lives should all be for God. In the next surah, Al-A'raf, the Quran introduces the story of Adam and Eve. Unlike some biblical versions, the Quran does not state that sin originated in Eve alone. According to the Quran, temptation happened to both Adam and Eve. Both sinned by touching the tree which God forbade, and both repented and sought forgiveness. قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The Quran then reminds us that being human is first and foremost about humility. Arrogance can be the barrier that denies someone entry to heaven. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Then God tells us that He understands. He understands our limitations and will not burden us with what we are not equipped to handle. Those who are granted heaven are those who attain to faith and do their best at it. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Next is a special description of the faithful. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Here, God portrays a vivid, beautiful image of the people of heaven. The darkness of hatred has been literally extracted from their hearts as they sit on flowing rivers, which may denote rivers of love. And then the Quran reads, a voice will call unto them, "That is the paradise which you have inherited by virtue of your past deeds." وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. In the unknown world of the afterlife, one can reflect on this choice of words, inheriting heaven through action. Whether all generations have been there before us, whether we get to meet our loved ones, if we are worthy of heaven. Next are verses that talk about healing and rebirth, using earth as an example. سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات كذلك نخرج الموتى. The power of God, which causes rain to fall on dead soil and produce life and all sorts of plants, is the same power by which God resurrects the dead at the end of time. والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا. Those whose hearts are open to faith are like the fertile soil. And those who are bent on denying the truth are like barren earth. Nothing good comes out of it. Finally, verses tell stories of a long chain of prophets who had one thing in common. They were all denied and rejected by their own people. This as a reminder of the value and virtue of patience. فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين. May God accept and forgive. May his miraculous power heal the ill and grant serenity to restless souls. And may God's love light up any darkness within us or around us. والحمد لله رب العالمين.